right. The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism. Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Chombe. And how are you doing? Where are you? Where are you finding yourself on this, beautiful Wednesday of the 25th of February, 2026? We are greeting you from our number one favorite talk radio station, that is Eagle FM Namibia. And like any other day, this time of the morning, from the hour of 6 until 8 in the morning, we discuss everything globally that affect our bread and butter. We speak about political economy. We speak about trade issue. We speak about the development and also aspect of governance. What can we do to make sure that we move Namibia where it needs to go? How is the bus toward the Vision 2030? Are we all in the bus, or some people are digging holes within the bus? Do we have enough fuel in the bus that is moving toward Vision 2030? And how is the captain of the ship? We are greeting everybody, greeting the economic movers. We speak about the security guards, speak about law enforcement agencies, speak about the vendors, speak about men and women who sleep with a uniform to make sure that not only our life is protected, but our economy is protected. Our children will be able to wake up and go to school, and will be able to live in the country that our parents fought for, and also the countries that we wish to see prospering. And we dive into critical issues of policies to say, why is the country moving at this pace? Are we at the right direction? Can we really say that we have moved an inch? If we have moved an inch, is this where we wanted to be? What did we do wrong? Are we still at the discussion level? If it was a relationship with our economy, if we have to enter in the progressive relationship with our economy, are we still at the talking stage, or we move to another stage? Those are the questions that we need to ask. And also, to look at what is the world speaking about us, because there is one thing in life which is very clear, is to say you don't really need to care what people are saying, but there's also a thing of listen to what people are saying, particularly when they speak about negative things. Sometimes you have to look at yourself to say, maybe when somebody is saying, David, you are rude, or somebody is saying, it could be, let me look myself in the mirror, it could be that I am. When somebody is saying, your economy was supposed to be like this, but you are still failing to do this, maybe they hate me, but maybe they don't hate me, they are seeing something. When people are speaking about Namibia having a potential, for example, to be a global hub, you know, what is interesting is that regardless of us being geographically positioned well, regardless of us, having massive resources, we are still not a hub for anything yet, but every resource is discovered from all our sector to say, no, Namibia is going to be a global hub. Maybe we are going to be a global hub when it comes to supply of nuclear electrical energy. Maybe we are going to be a global hub when it comes to oil and gas. But those are the things that we need to look into, particularly when we speak about development. And just before we look at global affairs and also the conversation for today, just an aspect of looking at some of the things which are happening in tragic things, especially from individual point of view. People being shot here and there. And GBV is also increasing. And they are also asking to say, what are we doing about it? What are we doing about it? Sometimes is it social ill? Are we ungovernable, really, as citizens? Or what is going on, especially, you know, what's happening. It's not only about GBV, so people are shooting each other. And life is just be cut short like that. And also decision that we make, particularly at the night, we really need to rethink, you know, so our friends that we stay with. Because that, let's have one more drink, will turn into a chaotic thing. That thing to say, no, let's have one more drink, or let's go to this pub, to this pub. Sometimes we really need to relook at the people that we are staying with, because there is always that friend that every time you go out with, you always get into trouble. But you don't really, you know, analyze that. So, no, he's one who brings us good things. But at the end of the day, either he's somebody who has committed a crime, somebody who become a victim. Life is cut short both sides. You end up bumping people with your car. You end up shooting people not really that you wanted. And, you know, something that should be avoided by all means, because we already a country which need to build the economy, and we do not deserve to lose another person either to jail or either is to the graveyard, because we have a lot of things to accomplish, and we also have economy to protect, because once your country is weakened, and also to look at solutions to problems, because I've seen people are saying, even to the aspect of gender-based violence, I'm somebody who like looking at both sides to say, when you want to fix this issue of gender-based violence, because it's really hindering our economic development, I want to look at this. We really need to make sure that everybody come on board. Then we speak the truth about everybody. And we also see the long-term impact, to say in 10 years, if we continue to have a society of this nature, where majority of able men, they find themselves either crippled by the law or find themselves behind bars, who is going to build our economy? And the weakness of African masculinity is also going to be an advantage for who? Who is going to build those infrastructure? Who is going to sleep on top of those buildings and putting them together? Who is going to, you know, be at the front line of defending the country? Because if we lose men due to things that we should have avoided, if we downgrade the men, if we call each other monsters and we don't support each other, either mental-wise or supporting them by all means necessary, then the economy, we must forget about building the economy, because at the end of the day, we need those jitters at the front line of the economy, and everybody too, to say, how do we protect our people, women and children, and also everybody out there. Because at the end of the day, if you don't work out social affairs too correctly, you can have the best technology, but without a structured society, then things will not work out. So let us look at the short commercial break, then we'll look at what is happening in the continent of Africa. Then interestingly, today we'll be able to look at the focus report of Namibia, 2025 African Development Bank Focus Report on Namibia, and also look at what have we learned, and what did African Development Bank says about Namibia, especially in 2025, and what are some of the challenges which still persist? What are some of the advice? Because these are chief economists, these are continental leaders and experts who are studying countries from a continental point of view, to say Namibia is a very small country, these are the resources, these are the challenges, and this is where the country is going, this is the economy. And just in summary, to look at that, and it's quite worrying, but it's also a matter of showing a level of optimism, to say when you continue speaking about the same problem, maybe you also come to the point of saying enough is enough, now is the time for us to implement these policies. Because it's like a chorus, it's policy cohesion, it's diversification, it's what we spoke about, and it still continue to be cemented. Maybe 2026 is going to be a different year. Maybe when we are going to get that budget tomorrow, maybe is going to look at the different things so that at least we upgrade our country, not only for the next 5 years, but also looking ahead. Because otherwise, if we are not handling it well, things will continue to pile up on our desk, especially those who are in need. And also to look into that context, I'm seeing development of sport facilities in Oshana in different parts, and that is exactly what we need. And as far as we give public attention to groundbreaking of those infrastructure, and there's one thing in Namibia, we celebrate more about an initiation. I mean, an initiative. We celebrate more about the groundbreaking ceremony, but we don't leave to look up to the development of that infrastructure. Let us hope those who are given those tenders. I've seen the governor of Oshana. Yeah, Shannon. Yeah. Set a groundbreaking ceremony, those sport facilities. And we wish and we want those things to stand. And those who are going to be given those stand, at least they must finish on time. That thing of money, the flow of money should already be handled properly to say, how is money going to flow? Who is going to monitor this project? What is your prediction for how long? When are our kids going to play in those facilities? And the same question should be also asked at the national level to say, when is Namibia going to play at home? We have started, it's a good sign, but are we going to complete them? And if we complete them, are we going to sustain them? Because there must be also a long-term plan on sustainability, because if you look at Namibia, we have the best infrastructure, but did we maintain them? You look at our high schools, look at our hospitals. Some of these were state of the art, but did we maintain them? Did we sustain them? And those are the things that we really need to look at to say, after the establishment, let us look at 10 years, how is this facility going to be? How many children are going to be, their talents are going to be uplifted by these sport facilities? And how is the contribution of that facility to, this facility to national development? Because really, if you look around, we really need stadiums, we really need sport facilities, because if you go to Oshakati, you go to Andangwa, you go to Swakopmund, Walvis Bay, and you also come to Windhoek and different parts, you find young guys, they wake up, is humbly bubbly, is drinking, and is standing in the corner of the street, and this boredom is really destroying our society. The world is scared of us to say Africa is going to be it's the only continent that is going to grow, more than 3 times in 21st century due to the position of young people it has. But if we are not keeping our young people busy, they become bored and they start stealing, and they start waking up and drinking Black Label and humbly bubbly. And you are speaking about ungovernable society. The society can only be governable if there is no step which was skipped, particularly that childhood step, that time of expanding the talent of children, and also making sure that they are prepared for the future. Because bored people, if you are bored, end up doing a lot of things that really not good long term, and we degenerate. And the degeneration is the cut that we don't want to go into. And so let us look at a short commercial break. Then we'll be able to continue the conversation, particularly looking at continental affairs. And remember, the Villager newspaper for today is out, and you'll be able to get what is in the content of the Villager newspaper. What do we have in the Villager newspaper? And what are we saying about national economic development, and also in terms of opportunity, what are the opportunities which are there, and what are some of the sales which are there? Because it's 25 and it's month end in terms of finance to some people, and it's quite crucial also to look at what are you taking home, what are you taking to your family, to your partner, and also to yourself, because taking care of the self is necessary. Make sure that you take care of the self. But yeah, we'll come back shortly and stay tuned.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of
its staff.
My friend,
why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombe, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Yeah, it's 22 minutes past the hour of 6, and you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Chombe. And what is happening in the continent of Africa? What is happening in the continent of Africa? It was stated that the Nigerian government has denied a ransom payment to Boko Haram militants. It was stated that the government of Nigeria has denied that it gave money to free dozens of children and staff that were taken from Catholic school by Boko Haram jihadists. And kidnapping occurred back in November in North Central Niger State. It was one of the largest mass abduction Nigeria government made the comments in response to AFP investigation that was released yesterday. And as it is stated within the Ministry of Information in Nigeria, stated that the minister insisted that students' release was due to professional intelligence and operational, precision. And you can, it's quite interesting to look at that, so to say. What about the two Boko Haram commanders that were released? And really the question that you are asking is to say, was it a better option if that happened to be true? If that happened to be true, was it a better option to pay or to negotiate to get your people back? Or you need to use weapons because you can literally lose 230 people if you don't cooperate, because I understand the jihadist, an advantage. And the question you are also asking is to say, is this how they have been making money? Is this how they have been making money, through kidnapping and negotiating? Because if you look at the weapons that they have, and it's becoming so scary, because now, even the jihadists, people are now using drones in Africa. They are now using drones, fighting with drones. Either it's rebels or government. And you are asking yourself, where is this technology coming from? And at the end of the day, it's about who has more money. It's about also who is controlling minds. And it's also about who has resources, because people are now using drones. And we see how things are going to be and how they are going to turn out. Yeah, looking at Uganda, it was stated that Uganda worries, about the health of Kizza Besigye. Kizza Besigye is one of the leading opposition leaders in Uganda. He's known to be Dr. Besigye, and he was at one point one of the comrades of Yoweri Museveni, and they've been together in exile. They fought Idi Amin together. They fought Obote together. They fought all the governments together. And Museveni came to power in the 80s. He's been a very good friend, and also one of the longest serving ministers, and also heading military. But in the early 2000s there, when Dr. Besigye has started his political party, things started going south, and he has been jailed for a very long time. And his health is deteriorating every day. And here, according to AFP report, it's indicated that the country is worrying about the leader of opposition in Uganda. Remember, before Bobi Wine, there had been Besigye. It's a medical doctor. And what is happening now is that the country is worrying about his health. He has been in jail for a very long time. And you are always asking yourself a question to say, the worrying thing about African politics, those who become political rivals are those who have been together for a very long time. Because this is a guy who at one point was not only a personal assistant, but a personal medical doctor to Museveni when they were in exile. And he was at the center of health facilities. And look at how things are turning out. That's why they are saying in politics, there is no permanent friends or enemies, just interest. Because at one point, you can be very good allies, but if your interest collides, then definitely it becomes so dangerous. That's why this man has been behind the bus. The rest, you do not know now. If you'll be able to see the light of day in Uganda. And, this is something that really need to be looked at, especially when you speak about democracy in Africa. Say, why are we still operating in the politics of the 90s, where enemy has to be jailed and have to be silenced? And it becomes like normal. If you look at Tanzania, for example, there's a guy called Tundu Lissu, who is a lawyer. And I think he's still in jail. He's still in jail. And even during elections, how can you compete where you are behind the bars? You are already, it's not a fair play. Maybe these are some of the things that should be addressed before we look at the development of Africa. Because Africa cannot go forward without silencing of guns, without, structural without societal integration. But we have to see what will happen, especially in Uganda and also other countries. So the other thing, let us look at a short commercial break. Then we'll look at NRSC. Then from there we'll look at DRC. And from there, we can also be able to look at Ukraine celebrating 4 years of pain, or remembering 4 years of pain. And then we can come to the conversation for today. So stay tuned. We are here until the hour of 8.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn-out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any
of its
staff.
Why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM.
The Eye. Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. It's 33 minutes past the hour of 6, and we are looking at continental news. We are looking at continental news and also what is happening in our beautiful, richest continent in the world, that is Africa. And just coming from DRC there, stated that the military spokesperson for the M23 rebel group, Lieutenant Colonel Willy Ngoma, was killed early yesterday in a drone strike attack near Lubaya in northern Kivu province, multiple sources confirmed. And it's a significant blow to the rebel movement amidst ongoing ceasefire effort. And according to the senior M23 official, a regional diplomat and a Western government advisor cited, indicated to say, this has occurred at 3 a.m. near Lumbaya, a key coltan mining town, and which is producing around 15% of global supply. Congolese army drone targets the area where several, you know, rebels officials were reported killed. And, this is a guy, if you have been watching news, the guy who have been speaking on behalf of M23. And they speak many languages, and he has been a face, apart from Mr. Nanga, the leader of rebel coalition. This is a guy who has been speaking and negotiating. But that is what happened. Then the question is that, is M23 going to leave, or is going to cause another escalations? Because as far as it has been, negotiation has been ongoing, ceasefire has been presented, AU has intervened, US has also centered that. The question is that when we are fighting with drones now, how are things going to be? And is it going to be another revenge, or things are going to work better? Goma had been under European Union sanctions since December 2022 for his role as M23 spokesperson, and was designated by the United States in 2023. Is involved in you know, killing and also sexual abuse. Now, this is now becoming more dangerous because, in my observation and also through looking at various sources, M23 does not only have firepower, but they also have economic power, especially looking at you know, the mining regions that they are controlling, and also the relationships too with the neighboring countries. And the concern is not only the safety of people in DRC, but it's also the safety of SADC, and also the future of Africa Continental Free Trade Area, because DRC is almost at the center, and killing the spokesperson while you are negotiating, it's really a concern. It's really a concern because looking at the future, because there was a point M23 wanted to move into Kinshasa, and they were stopped. And I hope this is not going to escalate. And also to say, who is benefiting from the chaos? Who is benefiting from the fight? Who is supplying us with these sophisticated weapons? And the question is also to look at these military drones. These are some of the most expensive equipment. But instead of buying infrastructure, we are buying sophisticated military apparatus. But also to say how much is spent on those drones rather than we can build infrastructure and also build our factories. But it's a survival of the fittest. Survival of the fittest there in DRC. And it also seems like the government of Felix Tshisekedi is also not leaving things untouched But we are yet to see how developments are going to be. And everybody is hoping, is praying for the safety and also the peace in DRC. Because if DRC prosper, it means that our trade route is connected. And when our trade route is connected, then Africa will start making more money. And also stand on its own. But some of these developments are really concerning, especially looking at those targeted assassination and all the developments. So let us look at Kyiv. It was stated that Kyiv region mourned 4 years of invasion as battle rage in the east. Ukrainian gathered in Kyiv, that is their capital city, to mark 4 years since Russia full-scale invasion. And and also to speak about their memories and also the intensified fight that has lasted over now 4 years, because it started in 2022 there. And yes, are moving fast. And you're always asking yourself a question to say how much of money was invested in that war, how many lives were lost, and also what is the future post Russia Ukraine war. And how this war have divided us. Even within the various countries, always people are saying, I'm for Ukraine, I'm for Russia. And it has divided almost everybody. It has divided the UN. It has divided Africa. And it's not only a war between Russia and Ukraine, but it's also a war that divided ideologies and opinions. It's a war which cut across to U.S. President. And as we are speaking, I don't think even Mr. Trump is focusing on Ukraine war. He's focusing now on other things such as Board of Peace. And we have to see how things are going to turn out. But it's really an unfortunate, especially the relationship of Ukraine and other countries. Now to say, how come a country which is standing on its own was invaded? And there is always a different view, especially when it comes to international law. Because really, and I have seen it even analysts in Namibia, when you speak about invasion of Ukraine. Yeah, they're saying, yeah, it's invasion. But when you look at Gaza and Israel, then you look at Ukraine and Russia, then you look at US and Venezuela, you want to say, if you are using a same scale of analysis, you'll be able to see it's almost the same. International law does not allow anybody. It's promoting state sovereignty. Does not allow anybody to invade them. But why are we silent on others? Why we are supporting others? And why can't we just generally defend international law to say, no, this is not right. This is how it should have been done. And stand on the principle, because the law is the law to say, don't invade. We fought against apartheid, or our parents and our grandfathers fought against apartheid, fought against invasion. And promote the independence of, states. But when somebody is your good friend, although you don't say it openly, show that you are not happy. But that is what have been happening. That is what have been happening, especially in Ukraine. And Zelensky, really, a comedian, then president. He's still standing with his country. Still standing with his country. And you look at some point, he was looking so young, but if you look at the aging now, you realize to say the fight is still going on in Ukraine. And you also see the involvement of Africa, because it's also becoming our war now. Because Africans, they find themselves also at the front line, particularly in Russia. You don't know how many are in the side of Ukraine, but those are the things. And that will bring us also to the last continental news before we come to today's discussion. That in line with that, the president of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, has thanked Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin for helping to secure the return home of 17 country citizens, especially those who were partaking in the Russian-Ukraine conflict, who were at the front line. They were allegedly tricked into believing that they were going to for bodyguard training. They were going for bodyguard training in Russia. Then they find themselves in the front line in Ukraine, Donbas region. And these are some of the some of the reasons that Duduzi Zuma is not in parliament, and also some of the allegations in MK there. And at some point, it also brought even direct fights between Duduzi Zuma and also her sister, particularly when her sister decided to lay charges on her regarding taking people to Russia. But Ramaphosa managed to negotiate. His people are now moving back to South Africa.
Eshi wataloka umekwembelo taveli pulanga helipi ngengo vamono we uya kofikola no 10th gen iPad ipopo ya dimo shipaket top score instant oyaita pwefindano talishambula lokushuna kofikola mondo maveja vaino milongo mbali na hamano opone ngo mfindani wakamwe komo iPad aveli bahetatu obota vakafindanwa ilo mano ka voucher ko ipumbi wa fikola yongushu ya dola eo vilimwe dana mibia oshipu ne ngono lando kashako ko KG imwe ile KKG dilimbali ko top score instant okujamo fitola Keshe moshilongwa shishe ndeto SMS oshicha instant totumu kombali oneveli vatatu nombali efi afanueli otali kulumo milongo natunali mwe amarija mondoma eveja vaino milongo mbali na hamano emangono malandula fanu odo dino kulandurwa top score a proud product of Namibi Mills
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and
my friend
staff.
Why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
the early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. And like I indicated, today we'll be able to look at the Country Focus Report of 2025 by African Development Bank. It's a continental bank. Look at African Development Bank, especially what they have to say about Namibia, and we'll look into this context of what were some of the things which were stated, especially when it comes to Namibia, because the African Development Bank has to look at the summary of the country, and also the challenges, and also recommendation too, especially in the year 2025. And reading at the Country Focus Report of 2025, and also in comparison with African Peer Review Mechanism Report of 2025. Especially when you speak about policy coherence, you realize to say there has always been the relations between those reports. Even when you look at the report of the African Governance Report again on natural resource governance, you realize to say, looking at Namibia, the case study, looking at challenges, looking at what needs to be done, and also looking at the prediction, the economic growth outlook, and also how the challenges which are there, then you can be able to realize to say there is always similarities. Then the question that you also need to ask yourself is that, what are we doing? What are we doing about what has been stated about us, what we have also acknowledged and stated? When we speak about, for example, policy cohesion, resource diversification, trade diversification, not only to rely on one market, what are we saying about that? Have we tried to diversify that? Or do we only look at it? And what are those who are charged with the responsibility of diversifying our economy doing? And it's not only a question of government, it's also a question of those who are at the front line of the economy, those who are at a business level, what are they doing about it? And without looking at the general perspective, is that the outlook, it's stated that the outlook of Namibian economy is stable, with a growth projected at 3.8 in 2025, and 3.9 in 2026. Now, with 3.8 in 2025, that has already came to an end. We did not achieve that. Maybe we did not pay attention to the recommendations. We did not achieve that. That's why even Bank of Namibia has indicated that they are still reviewing, and that number is likely to go beyond 3%, and that is a blow. When you look at this small growth prediction on our economy, then you look at other countries such as Zimbabwe, where IMF indicated 6%. When you look at countries such as Niger, where their growth is at 6%, then you're asking yourself a question to say, why at the time when African countries are growing at the high scale, Namibia is still limping? Why at a good time? because it's like you are at the rain season and you are still, your field is still not growing. What is that? What's the cause of that? Now, if we are not able to achieve 3.8%, what is that thing that we need to do to be able to achieve 3.9% predicted in 2026 in terms of economic growth, especially looking at that context? And looking at the other, looking at that context also, you also be able to realize to say with our NDP 6 and with our plan of achieving 500,000 jobs by 2030. Economists have agreed to say that can only be achieved if we are growing at the pace of 7% or more than that. But prediction of 3.8 and we are not yet at 3%, we are below 3%. Maybe we need to do different things in 2026, and there's nothing which cannot be done. But that can only be done if we look definitely at what have happened and also what can we learn. And apart from fiscal position, which expected to be weakening, that was in 2025, and with a deficit of 3.3 of the GDP, it was stated that Namibia's external position was set to remain strong as net foreign direct investment inflow increased, while the current account deficit focused at 15.1% of the GDP in 2025. And this has been evident, especially last year. We did not have a problem with FDI. But the question also, maybe the study should be done to say, to what extent is foreign direct investment change the lives of the people within the country? To what extent is the government or is the country having control over foreign direct investment? Because remember, if you, I did not understand this thing of greenfield investment or greenfield FDI. Then when I look deep into it, I realized to say the investor has monopoly over the investment that it's putting within that country. That's why it's given control of that resources or those assets within that country than it do. Not really to say what it wishes, but it has more power into that. Just look at the aspect of greenfield. That's why through the discovery of oil and gas in Namibia last year, the Foreign Direct Investment Intelligence Report indicated that Namibia, we are number one in Africa and number two in the world, which is massive. Maybe in the long term, how are we going to benefit from that? Are we still going to bank to say, okay, you have more money in Namibia, can you please give us? And the same focus report from African Development Bank has also looked at some of the risks, of Namibia, especially looking at its economy. And the risk which has been indicated is that the downside risk include global trade war disruption, persisting depressed diamond price, and overall volatile commodity prices, as well as damage of climate shocks, weakened price pressure, and with inflation continue downward in 2025 and also 2026, we should be monitored regularly. And in that context, what is not new here is that the shock of diamond on our economy, although has been expected, has been seen beforehand, and that is one of the reasons also we were downgraded, because we did not know where to handle when we are falling from that upper middle income to lower middle income economy. Now, if you look at page 6 of the focus of African Development Bank, they have also indicated nothing new, actually. They've indicated the imposition of tariffs by the U.S. They've also spoke about that has posed short-term risk to Namibian economy by reducing competitiveness of key exports such as beef, fish, diamond, and uranium. And export volume could fall nearly 10%. But I think in this case, what really saved us is uranium. Because even if U.S. imposed tariffs, even if AGOA was a bit on suspension, we were able to reduce our deficits. And I think in this case, it's uranium which really saved us. Now, looking into that X aspect is that the World Bank has also stated that to mitigate these effects, Namibia should accelerate regional integration through SADC, COMESA, and AFCFTA. While also strengthening diplomatic effort. Let's look at a short commercial break, then we look at policy issues, what we did not do right, and we also look at some of the recommendations from this focus report.
What's not to love about USAVE's special end of February combo? For just 589 Namibian dollars, you can get 10 kilogram bags of each of the following essential foods. Champion Super Maize Meal, Nice Rice Parboiled Rice, Bokomo Fit Cooked Flour, and Marathon Brown or White Sugar. That's just 589 Namibian dollars for four 10 kilogram bags of essential products. Yes, we all save at USAVE.
Yeah, moving forward, there was also an indication of policy options to accelerate Namibian economic development. When somebody's speaking about Namibian economic development, we have been indicated that that is just one of the factors of development. To say for you to have development, you need not only economy, but you need infrastructure, and indeed you also need human development. Because throughout the years, what has been progressing in Namibia, even if we have been growing slowly, the numbers has been doing well, but the human beings have been doing the opposite, especially when it's coming to human development. That's why we need to look at this in relation to when it comes to human development, because something which amazed me is that how come there was I cannot remember the name, there was a lady who came from Asia in Namibia, and there are indications to say when she came to Namibia, she was just a primary school teacher, but when we are speaking now, is that it's one of the billionaires or some of the people who have money in Namibia. But the question that you are asking is not necessary to say we want to compare Namibians with her coming from Asia, seeing opportunities in Namibia or having well-backed connections around the world. But what we are seeing is how come somebody can just come and able to see opportunities that we cannot see? What are those things that they are utilizing that we should not utilize? Because it has been this case to say, when you are coming to my house, you have to familiarize yourself with the environment. You can't just come and you start prospering. Even me, who I'm at home, I'm not able to know those. Maybe there is a lot of things that we need to learn. Now, 1.5 at page 6 of African Development Bank report stated that to support transformative economic development, the Namibian authority should accelerate diversification and industrialization to promote industries that have capacity for innovation and job creation. That is what has been stated. To support transformative economic development, Namibia authority should accelerate diversification and industrialization to promote industries that have capacity for innovation and job creation. This then is expected to increase job absorption and capacity, and also streamlining regulations and boosting policy coherence to ensure that policies are not conflicting and are geared toward inclusive economic growth. I think this has been the effort. Maybe we have moved some way in terms of policy cohesion, in terms of institutional cohesion. And I just want to ask you, just for your own information, have you ever asked yourself that maybe you have an engagement with, for example, the Ministry of Environment, but you start getting the vibes that some of this work was supposed to be in the Ministry of Agriculture? Have you ever seen the contradiction which has been there to say, where should we position this? Is it at industry? Is it at trade? Is it at international relations? Have you ever seen a position which cut across? And have you ever seen ministries crossing each other? But now that we have streamed, now that we have reduced that, it could be that it's a bit different from how it has been, where you have incoherence in terms of policies, because if you are only doing a certain portion, and it's also one of the things which was asked, especially when it comes to a lot of institutions, instead of working together with each other. Somebody have asked a question. I do not have a problem with the newly established tourism bureau. What I would like to know is, for example, where it works and where the work of Namibia Tourism Board end, and where the work of the ministry also end. Because if we find ourselves operating in the same space, even investors and our guests and clients, they start to be confused to say, are you at catering or are you at security? Or you are half catering or half security? Which services are you offering? And those are really things that we should continue doing, because we did not do them. Policies were indicated to limit exposure. Yeah, that is also to say, if we have policy cohesion, it would ensure that policies are not in conflicting and geared toward inclusive economic growth. To limit exposure to external shock, the country ought to have diverse export destination for its production and minimize exposure to single market. There is always a thing of depending on one person, or there is always a thing of having one friend. If that friend is no more your friend, who are you going to trade with? And this is also a thing that we have been speaking about, to say, yes, we are trading. We have partners that we have been for a very long time. But one of the things that we should learn from our neighbor SA is South Africa is our good friend. But we are not the main trading partner. We must know about that. We are not the main trading partner. We need him, or we need her or him. We need South Africa more than it needs us. As particularly in terms of, apart from sharing a common history and also sharing a common, pain of apartheid, we need South Africa more than South Africa needs us. Why am I saying this? I'm not saying South Africa is not making money from us, but South Africa decided to make sure that in the case of trouble, I don't only have one neighbor. I don't only have one destination. I'm like that clever mouse that makes sure that it is different outdoors, so that in times of trouble, you know where to get into. Do you know how South Africa happened to survive the most sophisticated economy in the world? When US tried to teach South Africa a lesson with 30%, they did not feel it, because their strategy was so diversified to say, you hit us here, we move this side. Then our question is only that we have been taught to diversify our economy. We have been taught to look for other trading partners, to say, if you only depend on a single market, you are not going to survive. Now, South Africa is our main trading partner. China is our second main trading partner. And we trade almost 40% of our trade is with South Africa. And our critical mineral uranium, 90% is with, we are sending to China. And if we just think clearly to say, what if tomorrow, our good friend China just decided to say, yes, Namibia is selling us yellow cake, that is uranium, but Canada has a good offer, or Canada has more, we are going to cut the price. Yes, we are going to be shocked, but what will happen to our economy? What if tomorrow South Africa decided to say, no, you guys, because now we are also not benefiting, you are now the number one trading country in terms of beef, and we have to increase the products that are coming into your country because we are also not making money from that, or just decided to say we are looking for other partners. Our economy is faced with a lot of challenges. We are increasing your price. There is nothing that you can do. That's why African Development Bank said or stated that the country have to diversify export destination. Why can't we find a market? Any other part of the world? Why can't we find a market any other part of the world? Why do we have to single depend on two countries to drive us? Because cutting that is, we are not going to breathe. Economically, we are not going to breathe. There are other avenues that we are looking into. The first shipment to Nigeria was really a very good move, and I hope that trade is still there. It's still sustainable, because regardless of what's happening in Nigeria, Nigeria is still a good market. They have numbers. They have also a lot of richest people, but they have also infrastructure. Although they have numbers, those are our good friends. Let us expand that market destination. Then we see what we can do. And the other thing is that also promoting value for money and public expenditure efficiency would ensure that the limited public revenue are optimized without compromising critical public services, and also prioritizing the country's developmental needs, reduce the infrastructure financing gap, and investment in skill development, and also, what is also stated that this collaboration between government, private sector, and civil society to create a supportive employment ecosystem. Now, in terms of collaboration, we want to collaborate, but we are still on our own. Are we still seeing a sense of collaboration? Yes, there are some area of collaboration, but the question is that, is the government assisting the private sector, or is the private sector assisting the government? And also civil society, what I've seen through my observation is that civil society in Namibia has been strong, and through my little interaction with members of civil society, I realized to say some of these individuals, or some of these, not really to say individual institutions, actually, they enter those space because there are people who decided to say, me, I'm not fitting in the private sector. I'm not fitting in politics, but I fit in the civil society. I want to observe, but also to give recommendation. Because I remember when I think it was last year, especially when there was the debate on I think it's grant, income grant. basic income grant. And there has been a voice from a civil society that they also speak because of the experience and what they see. But when I come from that, when I come from that meeting, I realized to say, yes, the government have presented a very strong debate. A very strong debate. I have seen that Dr. Hamvindo that time was an ED for finance. He gave a very brilliant presentation. He's a debater. He shot down all these points and gave the statistics to say this is where we are standing. But after that, I have also realized to say sometimes civil society can have very strong points, a very strong input in national development priorities. But if they are not included, we are not going to get it right. Because if you look at civil society too, you realize to say there is also a silent voice there that is not yet well ahead. That's why this, which is stated here by African Development Bank, is almost the same which was stated by African peer review mechanism to say, Namibia, cooperate. You guys need to work together. It's what has been stated to say, you can't do it alone. So, let's look at IMBA and continue.
Great news! IMBA just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and Eagle staff.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
The Early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombe, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Chombe. It's 19 minutes past the hour of 7. And as I indicated, today we are speaking about African Development Bank Focus report for Namibia, especially for 2025. What we did, what have we done, what did they recommend us to do, and also what is that we did not do, and what need to be done. Now, there's an aspect here of boosting domestic capital mobilization and efficient utilization. In simple terms, it's just to increase, the funds within the country and also use them effectively. The key message from African Development Bank, which was stated here, is that to achieve sustainable inclusive growth, Namibia must prioritize mobilizing domestic capital by improving tax revenue, correcting and promoting domestic savings. Also, there should be efficient revenue allocation for productive investment and national developmental goals. Efficient capital utilization will go along, coupled with strategic focus, efficient utilization across key sector, reduce reliance on external aid, and build a prosperous future for all citizens. And I think this message, we got it, because I remember last year, especially after Namibia decided to pay its euro bond of over 700 million US dollars. Wemme Meshavuda said no, the aspect of getting another euro bond is not in the process yet, because I've asked when are we going to get our next euro bond, because it seems like we have learned a lesson, and the voices of domestic investment or getting money domestically, I think has been very clear. And that is where we are going. But it has already been recommended to say, prioritize mobilizing funds from Namibia. Because remember, looking at, for example, our financial sector, there is a lot of financial institutions which are making a lot of money from Namibia. And the question is that it's not our money. But you need to speak with them to say, guys, we are our clients, but why can't we work together? Instead of me going to IMF, instead of me going to EU, instead of me going to China, why can't we use the money which is in the country, the billions of dollars, so we can invest in our development? Because if you look at the Renaissance Dam, people were debating to say the infrastructure was built by countries of Ethiopia themselves, who collected the money domestically. And that can be done. And there is a lot of recommendations. There's a lot of recommendations, and the study has looked at a lot of recommendations, challenges, opportunities. And maybe one of the things that we should look at, maybe just to indicate, to say it's not only us who are seeing this, even the world itself is also looking at this, because this report really summarized us very well, like understand, looking into the mirror, and also looking at ourselves, we see that there is nothing new, there is nothing negative about this report. And challenges and opportunity for enhancing business capital. Stated that in Namibia, the business development environment in Namibia faced with challenges such as small domestic market, high transport and energy cost. And I think they should emphasize on energy cost here. Limited skilled labor pool, bureaucratic complexity. These are some of the things that we spoke yesterday. To say in Namibia, bureaucracy will kill you. Bureaucracy is a death of efficiency, and it's also a mother of corruption, because if you have a bureaucracy everywhere, and if you have bureaucracy everywhere, then you find opportunity. There are also those who find opportunities too, to corrupt themselves. Access to finance, especially for SME, can be difficult. A high unemployment and income inequality persist. The economy relies on primary commodity export, make it vulnerable to global price volatility. Let's say we are still with a pit to pot, and what is also indicated that in this African Development Bank focus report is that due to oligopolistic characteristic of the banking sector, banks have less incentive to invest in innovative products. This is exactly what we spoke about, to say due to oligopolistic market, and oligopolistic is almost the same as monopolizing. In this aspect, the banking sector has less investment in innovative product, and that is exactly what we need to look at, to say how can we unlock the funds that our commercial banks are using, or they are having, so that we can be able to develop as a country. And it's quite a very interesting report if you look at it, and you can be able to read, because it summarizes almost all the challenges that we are going through. And we don't even need to a lot of committees. We just need to point out these challenges and find a way on how to implement them. Or we just need to start implementing, sorting out this, because there is nothing stated in this report that was never stated in 2023, was never stated in 2024, and it was never stated last year. And it's not only African Development Bank, it's also African peer review mechanism. And what is and the question that we should also ask is to say, why are we very good at knowing our problems, but we are not doing anything? And we are just like that guy in the street where everybody is saying you have potential, you can do it in life. There is a lion in you that need to be unleashed. But why are you not unleashing that? Because this has been stated. And maybe the last one before we finalize this report of Namibia, and also look at the Villager newspaper, is the current human capital. When you speak about human capital, you speak about individuals, speak about the working force, you speak about because human capital is people who work, who can be able to improve the economy. It stated that human capital development in Namibia referred to effort aimed to improving the knowledge, skills, health of Namibian population, focusing on enhancing knowledge. And stated that despite allocating over 27% of national budget to education, compared to the SADC regional average of 13%, Namibia continue to struggle with high youth unemployment and persist skill gaps. Now, in this thing is to say, we did well. And I also start to agree with what economists are saying, to say pumping money into education without having a plan is not a solution to unemployment. Yes, people must be educated, but when you are educating us, what is the game plan from there? And I appreciate, and I continue to appreciate the government in the aspect of what they are doing about internship. That internship should be fruitful, should not just a silence, should be fruitful, to say We are training these people. We are giving them internship in the public sector, in the private sector. But you must have a long-term plan. 6 months to 12 months is understandable. And also, when these people are educated, what other alternatives are you doing to these people in terms of giving them capacity? Because it's, say, in SADC, our national budget, 27% allocated to education. But regardless of our numbers, our youth unemployment is also number one in SADC region. What a contradictory. We invest more in education, but maybe the question is that what is the quality and the context of our education? Why can't we use our education to build our country? Have we learned skills that can build industries? Or just education of reading and writing? Because the world is also shocked to say, how come Namibia invested more in education, but their youth unemployment is still number one in SADC region? Is this going to be fruitful long term? But let us look at the short commercial break at NHP. Then we'll be able to continue. You can also engage us in the studio.
Care that builds with you. That's the rollover benefit from NHP. When you claim less than a defined amount of your day-to-day benefits in a year, the unused amount is carried over for the next year, like a savings account for your health. You can use your rollover benefit in many ways, from co-payments to medical costs usually not covered, even contribution holidays. Learn more at nhb.com.na. T's and C's apply. NHB, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHB, we're about you.
Yeah, that is what's happening. Especially looking at how African Development Bank has analyzed us and also put our country in that context to say that there must be something not right. There must be something not right. And what that thing which is not right that we need to look at is, regardless of everything which is happening, we have a lot of financial securations going on. Where is the finance stuck into? And who is having that money? And how can we get that money legally and with a good intention? And when we speak about our economic movers and policymakers, do they understand this thing? Or they just stand up to say, no, David, we are going to speak for you. We are standing here, we're going to speak for you. Yes, yes, you are speaking for me. But what is the real solution to the real problems? Maybe you should ask Ministry of Education to say, you have enough budget, but we are celebrating the passing rate and the graduates coming from universities. But did you connect this graduate to the private sector and the public sector too? And do you have a long-term sustainability of that? Because spending more money into something and you don't have a plan after that is a big problem. But yeah, that is what happened. And there is a lot of it's so rich. It's the content is so rich in terms of Namibia and across the sector. And maybe just to look at the policy recommendation to say what are some of the policy recommendations from this report is that to improve and strengthen institutions and governance. And governance in Namibia, key actions need to be given priorities, which are enhancing transparency and accountability within the government, combating corruption, strengthening regulatory framework, promoting digitalization, investing in capacity building within the public institutions, fostering private sector engagement, and involving the citizens in decision-making process, accelerate governance initiative to improve service delivery, and facilitate online access to government information. You know, yesterday I was looking at the website of the Ministry of Agriculture, and I asking myself, is this website working, or is it me who is not operating well? And maybe other websites too. So when are we going to have all the information? We want to access information and data, but we really need to come to your office in this 21st century. Because if somebody is conducting a research and somebody wants information about a certain ministry, but when you go online, there is nothing, or there is just error. I don't know if it's only agriculture, or maybe they have updated it, or I don't know. But this is already, it's also some of the things which delay development, because internet was supposed to assist us to communicate with you without coming to your office. But if you can be able to improve online access to government information, that will really help people. And the other thing is also that all while aligning with Namibia Vision 2030, focus on effective governance. Governance is number one. Let us stop fighting in the boardroom. Let us not fighting at the executive committees. Let us not fighting at the political party committees and all those things that we do. Because governance should be still emphasized, because you still need strong institutions. But in the final analysis, there is actually almost nothing new. It's just an emphasis of what has been stated in 2022, in 2023, in 2024, and also in 2025, to say that has been our problem, it still continue to be our problem. And when we are saying our economy did not grow, did we ever address the recommendation of key institutions? And if we are still trying to find out the problem, have we addressed those problems that are already identified? Because if you have to take this report very well, then you have to look at what APRM said in 2022. Then you look at 2023. Then you look at 2024. Then you look at APRM again last year. Then you put it together with this report. Then you look at what we speak about. Then you realize to say, we have a problem that we understand almost very well. But we are still not moving. We are still not moving. We are immovable for now. But let's hope 2026 and our budget, which is coming, should really look into that. And also to say, there's also something that is not indicated here, to say, apart from identified problems, what about you as an ordinary citizen? Because you can't just be a retired person at the village, and after your retirement, with greatest respect, you just buy a Land Cruiser, then you spend all the money on things that are not contribute, even did not even put something to the community. Because really, it's a responsibility of everybody. You find, yes, you can be careful with your finance, but you find somebody was somebody in the community, but when this person retire, they just buy their GD6, few cows, and every morning they are buying a newspaper and buying a drink that they love, and reading a newspaper. But you ask yourself to say, you came from a society that struggled so much to send you to school, but why can't you do something? Even starting a business that you are also making money, or why other people are getting, because you still have funds. But these guys are still having to say, it's individualism. Every time he's eating a pan, and also the drink of his dream, and reading a newspaper. There are those quiet guys who have money, but you're asking yourself to say, that is not a good thing. You should not be forced to give out the money that you work hard for. But why are you not keeping the money security? Why can't you even give your nephews and niece to start businesses, then they pay you? Because you are not different from a financial sector that making billions of dollars, then they only give 2 to 3 corporate social responsibility. Because we really need to to address these things, and also to say if the financial sector is making more money and it's not upgrading those businesses, then where are we going? And I was looking at, with City of Windhoek and our vendors, the war has finally started. Not really to say it's war, but the fight over who's controlling the CBD between entrepreneurs and city police. And you are also asking yourself to say, what is about, this is not the first time, that these things have been happening. We have seen women running away all those years, leaving their basket of fat cakes, some are finding all these things. But can't we really have a real conversation to say, where are these people going? How should we incorporate them in the informal economy? How should we incorporate them? If you can already see the statistics, and these are the informal economy is the one which employed a lot of people. And they are the one which sent people, even the SC. If not all of them, with much respect, some of these people were sent to school by the money from the informal sector. The counselors too. Some of these counselors, we know them. They were sent to schools by the money from the informal sectors. But what are they doing about addressing that issue? Because we are not saying they should be there. We are not also saying they should leave. There must be a way that these vendors must be able also to be incorporated, because it's congested everywhere. And urbanization is not going to end soon. Because if they are continue fighting already, they start fighting already at the beginning of the year, what will happen by the end of 2026? And I really think there must be an amicable solutions. And let's hope what has been stated last year, especially with Bank of Namibia and also Ministry of Finance and other relevant institution, about the diagnostic of informality. And also what has been stated the last year, at least to be addressed. Also, what do you do? The question was asked to say, what do you do when you have informal economy which contribute much to the GDP, but they are still facing challenges? One of them is this bylaws and authorities. One of them is a fight with their local authorities, and also places and find access to finance. Maybe if you give them access to finance, maybe they will be able to do something differently. If you give them a place, maybe they will be able to do something differently, because they are competing with bigger guys. And that is what you expect when you open up the market. Because remember, you are already struggling to, to deal with your own people within the CBD. Do you know that in full utilization of African Continental Free Trade Area, you find somebody from Sudan there in front of your shops or in the CBD? Then you find somebody from Nigeria, somebody from, Ethiopia. People will come. How are you going to deal with them? Because that is the free market. The free market because you must find the mechanism to deal with your people first, before that competition comes. Because competition will not, when competition comes, everybody is going to come. That can already tell you to say, if you cannot deal with your domestic businesses, are you able to deal with those guys who will travel from Ghana? And those are people who know real business, who can sell. And it's going to be difficult. But yeah, let's look at a short commercial break, then we'll look at what is in the Villager newspaper for today. And we'll be able to move forward. And you can be able to engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. We have enough good 18 minutes before we give the mic to the Big Mac to unpack the day.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually
to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and Inovic.
My friend,
staff.
Why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
If you've reached that stage in life where you are tired of everything, where each day is just routine. Dah, yammer me oh. No, seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you. Cause you clearly haven't been polanified. Like, boring day at the spun. Polanify your lunch hour with a delicious Polana curry. Chewing through yet another stale sandwich. Polanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polanify your munchies with air-fried Polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polanify every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
Aye. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh?
Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. It's 46 minutes past the hour of 45 minutes past the hour of 7. And you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And let us look at what is on top of the page of the Villager newspaper. It's a groundbreaking of 10 million eheke and on Amtai Sport facilities. And we see the governor of Oshana there. And also, those who are charged with the responsibility of establishing this sports stadium, stated that the road contractor company, interim chief executive officer, that is Dasius Nelumbu, announced that the construction of basic sport facility in Eheke settlement and on Amtai constituency will require an investment of 10 million, which is facility costing 5 million. The government has allocated 5 million for each financial year, and we are committed to work within this budget, Nelumbu stated. And if the money is there, if the money is there, allocated, when is it going to be done? And what is the plan going forward? And how many, what is the structure going to look like? How many people are also going to be assisted through those sport facility? And how many lives and talents of the young people will be uplifted? Because this is a good development that has been overdue. And let this be done to say those who are going to be trained or those who are going to partake at Eheke and on Amtai, those who are going to use those facilities at Eheke and on Amtai sport facility, it also be able to upgrade to a national level By the time that is done, maybe our main stadiums, Semnyoma and the Independence, are also completed so that when you are done there, you can be able to come and continue playing at the National League. Then from there, you go to SA or to compete at the international, at an international level. And it's a very important development because this has been stated. If you move around town, especially in the informal sector, you find there is always a soccer. You go to the Mara location, you always find guys playing at the, they call it Okambase. They are playing at, even in the road. You find people are playing football and it's very dangerous. And these guys are very happy playing there because you realize that there is lack of sport facilities. And when you have these sport facilities, then you have already saved majority of the youth and upgraded their talent and you keep them busy. And looking at University of Namibia, there is a new postgraduate program for 2026, that is Masters of Science in Blockchain Technology. Masters of Science in Blockchain Technology. And to qualify for the Master of Science in Blockchain Technology, a candidate must hold the Bachelor of Science at 10QF Level 8 in Computer Science, Engineering, Information Technology, Mathematics, Finance, or Business, or any other related discipline from University of Namibia, or also from any other recognized institution of higher learning with at least 60% or above. And the world is developing. The world is developing when it's coming to statistics, when it's coming to data science, when it's coming to it's coming to blockchain technology. We'll be able to realize that there is a lot which is need to be done, especially in that sector. Just like new courses introduced such as actuary science, you realize to say the world is moving fast. That's why you need to catch up. And there is also a postgraduate diploma in applied statistics and report writing. Applied statistics and report writing. And get an opportunity to be able to become a researcher, to understand statistics, numbers, and also report writing. Go to University of Namibia, and you can get that from page 3 of the Villager newspaper for today. And you'll be able to see what needs to be done, especially if you want to advance your career. Page 4, there is hippo poaching threaten Kavango tourism and wildlife. And hippopotamus is one of the calm but very dangerous animal in the river. It's not an animal to play with, but there is a concern of hippo poaching threatening Kavango tourism and wildlife. To say those who have interest in destroying the environment, they are poaching now hippos. They are poaching hippos, and get an opportunity and read the paper to say when they are poaching hippo, what are they doing to the environment, and they are poaching for which market? Is it for meat? Is it for teeth? Is it there is a specific, use for hippo in the black market? Because the black market has continued to threaten countries, particularly developing countries, and also advance, especially losing their animals and also their main source of tourism generation. Because remember, if you are a short-term thinker, you are a guy who can get a sniper gun from somebody you do not know, then you get money that you think they are good for you. But once you kill that animal, in terms of long-term, that is a destruction of income and also a destruction of the future of your children. You may be happy, but what you are destroying can never be replaced, because there are countries in the world that do not know what hippo is. There are even kids in the Western world that do not know what a giraffe is looking like. apart from watching on TV. That's why when they speak about Africa being a jungle, they are surprised to see the numbers of animals that we have in, especially wild animals. They do not even understand how we manage to keep this, regardless of colonialism, regardless of poaching, regardless of what has been stated as trophy hunting and many others. But yeah, look at page, page 5. There is a rethink asset allocation approach. Rethink asset allocation approach. Alex Forbes stated that looking at the concept of assets and investment, stated that investors and others entrusted with allocation of capital have been encouraged to rethink their approach to asset allocation as asset evolves. Alex Forbes hosted an investment destination breakfast seminar in Windhoek to inform the future clients about investment products and strategies on offer. The breakfast featured varieties of speakers, including Managing Director of Alex Forbes Investment Namibia, Frederick Mura. And he indicated how assets have evolved over time and the new thinking. When you want to get into investment, to understand asset management, be able to read page 5 of the Villager newspaper, then you'll get that content. Because in Africa, when you speak about economy, we only speak about money. But we rarely speak about assets, and this is an area that we are not taught. And when people are speaking about these bonds, buying of shares, it's like something which is strange or something which is alien to us. But now is the time to not only think about it, but understand the world of asset and also the world of trade too. Page 6 is Vervicha University application extended to 28 February 2026. There you'll be able to become a lawyer. You can do a Bachelor's of Law. Can do a diploma in project management, diploma in legal studies, certificate in project management, master's of higher education, master's of project management, master's in monitoring and evaluation. And this is a really nice course because we need the monitoring and evaluation experts in Namibia, because starting a project that you do not know whether it's going up or is already a standing white elephant, something which is concerned. Because if you are monitoring and evaluation, then it's easier for us to track progress. And also easier for us to understand the operations of projects. And looking at page 7, you'll be able to get all businesses depend on biodiversity science policy plantation. There's an article by my colleague Dwight. And get that context. And you'll be able to engage in industrial briefs. You'll be able to engage in industrial brief. That's why Namibia Authorized Economic Operator, AEO, face minimal customer scrutiny in SACU. And there's also other briefs of agri-entrepreneurship is viable and scalable economic activity. And you can also be able to understand that 1.1 million kg of hides and processed leathers exported in 2025. And it's actually quite interesting, especially from Namibia, because those years animal hide, it was food for maybe dogs, or is there something going to waste? But now it's becoming part of the market, and it's really recognized. Get an opinionated paper, get an opinionated article by John Kangoa, who speak on strikes in Namibia. When the law speak, but the dignity suffer. Get to that content. look at the legal aspect of things, look at the law, and also look at strikes in Namibia. So it's important to get opinions from the experts in the various fields, then be able to get that. And for those of you who are financially on standard, especially on the 25th, get you save, get you save, buy your food, get you save, buy other products, buy a combo of 589. You get a combo of 10 kg. Super Maize Meal plus Bokomo Fat Cake of 10 kg. Bokomo Fat Cake, you know, wheat flour of 10 kg. Nice rice, 10 kg. Plus, you know, brown sugar, 10 kg. Or you choose between brown sugar and white sugar, 10 kg. In fact, this is the cheapest combo I have seen, because nowadays, we also have, as men, we don't know how to buy food. Just get the combo and you are done. And, additional ingredients that they will be able to buy on their own, or you give them money. Because if you just come here, then you have already sorted out, what's needed at home. So this, will bring us toward the end of our conversation, toward the end of, our conversation, especially when you speak about, early morning scoop. And also what is happening in Namibia. And, dear listeners, I'm going to leave you in the good hands of, the Big Mike, so that, he will be able to unpack the day, so that he will be able to give you context and also content of, what is happening today. And also, where are we going? Where are we faced with? And, continue following the development. Download, like, and share. Page, download Eagle FM app, so that we'll be able to listen and also be able to engage with us. So, from me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now. See you around. And sharp.